For many Iran watchers, the key question is why, despite high inflation, rising prices, and gasoline rationing, Iranian voters seem reluctant to blame President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad for their economic woes. With most of the prominent reformist bloc from competing, the parliamentary elections turned into a contest of conservative factions. Those Ahmadinejad loyalists, who call themselves principalists, squared off against more pragmatic conservatives who have been critical of the Ahmadinejad economic policies. The Ahmadinejad camp won the largest share of seats in the Majlis, or parliament. The final balance of power in the Majlis will not be known until a runoff election in May. Hushang Amirahmadi, a professor at Rutgers University and president of the American-Iranian Council, says President Ahmadinejad successfully shifted blame for Iran's economic woes elsewhere.
To my surprise, they also blame the outside world. They blame sanctions. Ahmadinejad obviously has been successful to some extent to transfer the blame to the UN, to the US, to Europe. Although they say the sanctions are not effective, they do certainly blame inflation for outside.
Iran has been sanctioned for its alleged ambitions to be a nuclear weapons power. Iran denies the charge. The United States and European nations have denounced the elections as unfree and unfair. In an interview with VOA's Persian News Network, President Bush says he is not surprised that Iranian politicians tried to shift the blame for Iran's economic woes.
Anytime a government is failing to meet the needs of the people, or a lot of times, not any time, but a lot of times governments that fail to meet the needs of their people, particularly in relatively non-transparent, non-free societies, they always look for somebody to blame. And I'm not surprised that, you know, that the leaders would blame the United States for the problems they themselves have created.
Ken Katzman, an Iran analyst at the nonpartisan Congressional Research Service, says President Ahmadinejad, who campaigned on a populist platform in the last presidential election in 2005, retains a loyal base in the rural areas.
What I think many in the West, including maybe myself, felt that because his economic policies are not that successful, the voters would make him pay. But the rural voters seem to like the fact that he's at least paying attention to their concerns. He visits, he gets petitions, he at least surveys with his own eyes what the rural voter is facing. And inflation is maybe not that much of a big deal to the rural areas because they can maybe get more for their farm products.
Analysts say the conservative pragmatists still want enough seats to make life difficult for the president in the Majlis and to challenge him in next year's presidential election. Hushang Amirahmadi, who was in Iran just before the elections, says he would not bet against Mr. Ahmadinejad at this point, although he adds what happens in U.S.-Iranian relations will affect the political dynamic in Tehran.
A year from now, God knows, Iran is a land of surprises. All kinds of things can happen, and I think U.S.-Iran relations can have a serious impact on the way things go. If, God forbid, if there is a military move against Iran in the next 7-8 months or year, I could almost certainly 100% assure you that people like Ahmadinejad will stay in power and even become stronger.
Katzman adds that those reformists who were allowed to run did comparatively well and could still emerge as a political force next year.
After Ahmadinejad won in 05, the reformists were basically prostrate. They were just in complete and utter disarray. They were holding conferences, hand-wringing about what went wrong, etc. Now they at least seem to have found some sea legs. They're regrouping. They're trying to get organized. And I think to count them out would be a mistake.
The Iranian presidential election is expected to be held in June 2009 or shortly thereafter. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.